Welcome to Orphans No More, a radio extension of Justice for Orphans Ministry, a program dedicated to rally the church for the cause of the fatherless, advocating Christian families to adopt and get involved with foster care here in the Capital District, as well as globally, and encouraging and supporting those who've heard and heeded the call of James 1:27. Join your host, Sandra Flack.
Let us not become weary in doing good, for at the proper time we will reap a harvest if we do not give up. That is Galatians 6:9. This is Orphans No More, a media extension of Justice for Orphans. I'm your host, Sandra Flack. My guest today is local adoptive mom, retired business owner, chosen ministry leader, and Care Portal point person for Faith Baptist Church in Rexford, Marianne Bowman. Welcome to the show, Marianne.
Oh, hi, Sandra.
It's great to have you here in the studio with me.
Okay. I think I'm good.
You're good. I'm just so grateful that you're willing to share your story today. And like many women, you wear a lot of hats. So let's begin with your adoptive mom hat. You and your husband, Richard, were parents of four biological kids when you adopted your daughter, Charlie. What led you guys to adopt?
Honestly, it was a God moment because adoption was not something that was on our radar. Honestly, in my head, adoption was for people who couldn't have children. We had four children. Originally, we wanted to have six. I got to four and was like, I'm exhausted.
I'm done with this.
This is enough. But what happened is another family from our church who had teenage kids that our teenage kids were friends with adopted a little girl from China.
Uh-oh.
So my oldest two daughters were like literally the first ones there to meet this new little sister. And they got there and they heard about her story and their hearts were just broken.
Wow.
And so they came home and they were like, why can't we do this? Why can't our family take in another child? And
wow.
I don't know. My husband and I, we didn't have any excuses. We just felt like at that moment, it was God asking us, will you take in one of my children?
Wow.
And we both looked at each other and we're like, let's go.
Wow.
And, I mean, I guess we do tend to be spontaneous people, but I really feel like God asked us. And so we did have cousins that had adopted from Korea. So we called them the next day and we're like, hey, what agency did you go through? They told us Parsons here in Albany. So we were like, okay, next day. I mean, if we're on a project, we're on a project.
Right.
And so we called Parsons and they said, oh, we're really sorry. We're going to be closing down our international adoption program. Let's think about what are other options we could, you know, where else we can lead you. And then the woman said, well, wait a minute. Hold on. Can you hold for a minute? She puts me on hold, comes back on and says, can you get your paperwork in 2 weeks? I'm like, what? She's like, we have one more child because the rules were changing. Mm-hmm. And they're like, we have one more child under our old program that we're still going to be placing. Can you get your paperwork in 2 weeks?
Wow.
And my husband and I are business owners and we are all up for a project. So game on.
Game on. Paperwork
you
can do.
Our paperwork was done. And it still blows me away because I'm thinking this is kind of the end of November. Charlie's birthday is November 25th. In some of her paperwork, it did say that the mom was praying for her to go to a Christian family.
Wow.
So I'm an imagery person. So I am imagining, here's this mom crying over her baby, having to give her child up. I'm going to cry now.
It's okay.
God taking those tears and bringing them all the way over to our hearts to soften our hearts.
Yeah.
To adopt. I mean, that just blows me away that for whatever reason, God chose us.
Yeah. Yeah.
To take her in. It just blows me away. She's just amazing. Now, honestly, my oldest daughter, we found out, we just went in, well, sure. Well, you can only have four children under the age of 18. My oldest daughter turned 18 on December 27th.
Wow.
So there we were.
Yeah.
We qualified.
Wow.
I mean, it I just watch God's timing all the way through this. Like, it would not have worked at any other time except that time.
It just all came together.
It did. And with by June, so this is November, the end of November, by June, Charlie was home with us.
Wow.
I mean, it was it was faster than any of my pregnancy.
Less than 9 months.
But it was amazing. And it was just amazing.
Wow. How old was Charlie when you brought her home?
She was 6 months old.
Wow. Little, tiny. From Korea. Wow.
And it was phenomenal because the other child that was coming in, now if you talk to people, they have to go to Korea, you know, multiple times to adopt. In this case, they were still bringing children here.
Oh.
So all we had to do was go to JFK with our family. And the other family that was adopting at the same time, he was an FBI agent. So they actually let us go. He got us in, and we actually got to go to the gate. So we actually watched her walk off the gate.
Oh, wow.
And all our kids, and it was just
incredible.
Incredible.
Wow.
Incredible. And they just hand you this baby, and are like,
"Here you
okay,
go.
Bye." We're like,
wow.
And my second in line daughter, I'll just never forget her just crying and crying. And I thought she's crying because she's like, "I am so sad for her mom."
Wow.
She was so sad for her mom. She goes, "We're getting such a great blessing." And
how old was your daughter?
She was probably 16 at the time.
Wow. And the sensitivity is just...
Yeah. I mean, and that's been some of the amazing things to watch.
Yeah.
You know, is watching my then teenage children.
Yeah.
Just caring about this child and their friends, little girl.
Right.
Especially the boys. Oh my goodness. Here's these 14-year-old boys just loving on these little girls. I mean,
precious.
I don't think they walked for years.
They were carried
everywhere.
Oh, that is, it's such a precious, precious story. And Charlie was such a blessing to your family and still is. She is a blessing.
She is amazing.
Because she's how old now?
She's 12.
She's 12 now. But when she was around six, tragedy did strike your family. Tell us what your family walked through.
Well, when Charlie was about three, we pretty much, you know, we thought we had a pretty perfect world. You know, we grew up in Christian homes. We ran our own business. Our kids were all healthy. Here we had adopted this baby. We had built our dream home. Everything's great.
Active in church and all that.
Everything's going smooth as pie. My kids are well behaved. They're getting good grades in school. Then opioid addiction came into our lives. Mental illness came into our lives. My son majorly hurt his back. He actually ended up having major back surgery.
Wow.
So we had all these things that were just piling up. It was cruddy. It was incredible. And life became extremely unpredictable. You know, my husband was always a very strong person, the leader. I was the follower.
Mm-hmm.
I was very happy to be the worker bee. And like, just tell me what I'm supposed to do. And then it went crazy. But I can just see how God, all the way through this, was just right there and just preparing us for what was going to come. I lost my husband in 2013. He lost his battle. But even in that, I see that God won the war.
Yeah.
My husband's healed. He's with our Savior right now.
That's right.
God has provided for us amazingly. And I just see how all these things we went through have really given me such compassion and empathy, and my children such compassion and empathy for others that we would have never gotten.
Right.
Had we not gone through all this.
Right. Because your family experienced terrible loss and challenges, but God is using it for good. I know.
Amazing.
Yeah, you shared about your son and his wife. So tell us about that. Tell us what good God has brought out of the difficulty.
Well, like I said, God taught my family compassion. I think when you grow up in church, you take your support network and your Christian family and your church and your success in business, And you can get pretty arrogant, I think, and just think it's all you and, oh, you've worked really hard and
I'm just blessed and,
you know, and you forget that it's all God's grace.
Yeah.
I mean, things like mental illness, health crises, addiction, they happen to Christian people and families. They're happening to people that have no resources. I mean, I was thinking of us. Here we had all these resources. We had financial resources. We had a support network. And we still could not overcome this situation. And I know for my son, especially my son and daughter-in-law, it deeply affected them. They really feel like they went on to foster. They have fostered children, but their whole goal is really reunification because they just understand how a family can really get in a bad spot.
Yeah.
You know, and they wanted to stand in the gap to give these people a chance. They're not bad people. I mean, I think that's the one thing it's given us. You know, these are not bad people.
No. Bad things happen to everybody, right? The rain on the just and the unjust. None of us are exempt.
No. And then the way a lot of these people that end up in the system have come from the system themselves.
Yeah.
Or, you know, they haven't had the same opportunities we've had. And, so, you know, it actually led to my son fostering, and then it's led really into working with Care Portal and with Chosen, and I just feel like it's just given me a softer heart.
Incredible. Love that. So that is another hat you wear. You are the Care Portal point person for church, Faith Baptist in Rexford. What do you do as a Care Portal point person, and what's been your experience with that? Tell us about that.
As a Care Portal point person, I get to see needs. I feel like it's such a privilege, and I tell this to the social workers, because I don't know if everyone knows, but the social workers are the ones that are on the front lines that are sending these needs, and they're seeing people and what they need, and they're giving us the privilege of being able to provide for people. I see it as here's someone who doesn't know me at all, and they're allowing me into their lives to help them.
Yeah.
And I just see it as a big opportunity, actually, for me to see the people in our congregation and being able to share it with them and giving them opportunities and their children opportunities to actually have your faith in action. I think we can get very insulated in church. Mm-hmm. And, you know, when you look around and everyone you know is a Christian, your whole social circle is just...
You kind of live in a bubble, right?
You do.
Yeah.
And when you hear the call, like God wants us to be the hands and feet of Jesus, but you're like, really don't have an opportunity to do that. And here we're giving people the opportunity, and it's amazing.
It's incredible. So for our listeners who might not understand what Care Portal is, we've partnered with Schenectady County so far. We're adding more counties, hopefully soon. And Schenectady County caseworkers who are working with children and families in crisis uncover needs that a family may have, needs that would, if were met, would help stabilize a family, prevent children from going into foster care, help with reunification, any number of things on the child welfare spectrum. So, for example, a mom may need beds for her children, maybe a set of bunk beds. So the caseworker could enter that into this computer system. An email goes out to all participating churches that there's a mom who needs a set of bunk beds for her children. And then those churches, the point people at each church, Marianne usually is first.
No. You know, I have a bad reputation for that.
I know. When you have a very passionate heart. But several churches will get this request. And if a church decides they want to meet that request, they respond through the email. And then they provide the bunk beds. And the bunk beds are delivered to the family. The church members often get to go and help be part of that. Maybe put the beds together, interact with mom, interact with the children. And it's an amazing thing. So Marianne is one of those folks who gets to open those emails and then presents her church with opportunities to meet needs for local families in crisis.
Yeah. I mean, some of the families we've gone into, you know, just sweet people. I mean, they're just trying their best. A lot of we run into a lot of women who have run from domestic violence. They are trying to take care of their children. The one apartment, literally everything in their apartment is stuff that we provided.
Yeah.
It was amazing. And their son was so sweet. And we got to spend time with him. It was great because he liked basketball. So we, you know, my daughter got involved and she was like, let's go buy him a basketball and let's do this. And, you know, it just gives, I don't know. I mean, these are people that really, you know, they haven't had anyone in their lives that just walked in and cared about them.
Yeah. It's more just than because. Just providing physical items like a bed. You're able to really connect and be community for them, be a resource for them, be a shoulder, be a friend.
Yeah, because you just don't, it still blows me away that these people are surviving and working hard and they have no support network.
Yeah, they and that's what the church can be.
Yay!
That's what the church is supposed to do.
And I think we get so insulated and we just think, oh, people aren't coming. Into our church. Yeah, because they can't get there.
Yeah.
They can't get there, yeah. But they're out there and they're hungry. They yeah. really are. That's what I'm finding is people are hungry. One of my favorite stories is we had one of our elders and his wife, they went out for their date night to deliver for Care Portal. I don't know how thrilled he was. But we got there and just watching us bring the items in and just this elder from our church surrounding this woman and her children and just praying for them.
Wow.
And I was thinking, this is probably the first time this woman has had someone pray over her family.
Wow.
You know, here's a single mom and these kids and here's someone just praying over her family.
Yeah. Incredible.
Yeah.
Love it. We love Care Portal, don't we?
Oh, I could talk about it all day.
I know. So another hat you wear, because we want to get to that, you co-lead the adoption and foster care ministry at your church called Chosen. And recently, my husband and I got to come up there and bring the Empowered to Connect class to your families. TBRI is stands for Trust-Based Relational Intervention.
And I'm glad you said it.
Yes. Trauma training for parents who are parenting kids from hard places, kids from with trauma histories. So what, Marianne, what was your personal takeaway from participating in the class?
Oh, my personal take, actually, it wasn't as much just for our children, but for people in general. I think working with Care Portal is that you realize that people are coming from hard places and they still need to be understood and loved.
Yeah.
It gave me a lot of understanding, even for my own mother, who came from a very traumatic childhood, and just looking back now and seeing things that I didn't understand mm-hmm. about her that are still affecting her at 91.
Wow.
This is crazy. And it just, the whole brain piece of it and realizing how trauma really does change people's brains. And the one thing that did stick out to me is when it was like, just don't take it personally.
Yeah.
And you realize it's not about, I mean, these people are coming that have had trauma are coming from a hard place. It's like, this is how their brain is working. The other thing I love, though, is that the encouragement, that love and connection yeah. can change. Yeah. I just think about God renewing your mind and how
yeah.
God can renew people's minds through love and connection and consistency.
Yeah.
And it's not, you know, wiping away incorrect behavior.
Right.
But it's encouraging and helping someone to be the person that God wants them to be.
Yeah. And we come to that through unconditional love, right? We respond to God because he unconditionally loves us. And that's what everybody needs is unconditional love.
And you realize so many people have not had that.
Yeah.
Not at all in their lives.
Yeah. Wow, that's incredible. That's great. So we have lots of time to spend on our last question here as we wrap up. Marianne, what is on your heart that you want our listeners to hear from our conversation today?
Why aren't you adopting and fostering? That sounds terrible.
As adoptive parents, we can say that. Like,
I know. Well, I think so many times we preface things with, well, not everyone's called to be
right
adoptive parents. But I'm kind of coming at from the other direction, like, why aren't you called to be an adoptive parent?
Right. And maybe you are, you're just not asking the Lord if you are, right?
I just think about, it was never on our radar, and here are my kids going, why can't we do this? And we just looked at each other like,
well, I don't know. Why can't we?
Why can't we do this? I mean, maybe we were super naive. Yeah. I don't know. But that is one of the things that I really encourage other adoptive parents, talk about it. And that's why I love Chosen. It's because we're trying to keep it in the forefront of people's minds.
Yeah.
Because I'm just looking at our church, and it is taking hold.
Yeah.
I'm looking at, you know, the faces of the children coming in.
Mm.
And it's exciting. And I guess my big takeaway is let God use you.
Yeah.
Maybe I'll give you a break. Maybe it isn't adopting and fostering care. But is there something else you can do? Can you provide a comforter for a child for a care portal? You're making a difference. It doesn't always have to be this grand thing. I gave you the verse that we used in the beginning because it's like, just keep doing good.
Yeah.
God's just expecting us to do good. Look for opportunities. Ask God for opportunities to just let him use you.
Yeah. And say yes to those opportunities.
Yes.
Right. Say yes. Because we do challenge folks and say, you know, consider, pray about, maybe God would call you or is calling you to be an adoptive parent, to be a foster parent. That is a big ask. Sometimes we kind of talk about that as jumping into the deep end of the pool. And not everybody's quite ready, you know, to jump into the deep end of the pool. But Care Portal is an opportunity for you to kind of stick your toes in at the shallow end of the pool and kind of get used to this whole idea. And if you are providing items for needs that are requested, if you're helping on a delivery, like
go
I know.
Go on a delivery.
Go on a delivery.
You will. I think people are a little afraid to go on a delivery. It's very out of their comfort zone.
Yeah.
But once you go, like I said, it feeds my soul.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
And you need heavy lifters.
I do. Men. I need you. Yeah.
She needs men who are willing to lift heavy things like box springs and mattresses and dressers and tables.
I can do a twin mattress and a twin box spring up a set of stairs.
Wow.
I'm only 5'1". I'm a little bit of a thing. Yeah.
But men in churches, youth group in churches,
yes.
Right, can help. And then these things sometimes need to be put together. A mom may need... It's not all that easy to put a set of bunk beds together.
No.
So a lot of times the connection comes when the church comes with these items and then they're putting together the bed frames. And then
we've put together some cribs and so we've had some laughs putting together some high chairs and things, you know.
And that's how you're connecting with the family. So, so we challenge listeners, if your church is not a Care Portal church and you're in Schenectady County or even Saratoga County, Albany County, whatever county you're in, you can find out how to enroll your church and get your church involved. You can either do it through justicefororphansny.org or you can go right to careportal.org. Super simple. Learn more. Enroll your church. And we need a point person at each church to be able to be the one to receive that email request and then share that request with your congregation. And if folks say, hey, we'll provide the bed or we'll provide the comforter or we'll provide the sheets or whatever the request is for. We talk about beds and things like that because beds are the number one requested item nationwide, twin beds, yes. Bunk beds, full-size beds. But things like dressers, tables,
dressers,
chairs.
Dining room tables, couches. I mean,
and even pots and pans and dishes and diapers and towels and sheets and bedding, like from big things to little things. And that's where everybody in the church can get involved because you can just start a supply closet if you can and collect those
storage.
Items.
We need storage.
Storage.
Storage. And that's the other thing. Come out on a delivery. Even if you can't put things together and maybe you can't lift, but you can sit there and talk with a mom.
Yeah.
You know, there have been times that I've just gone and been the one to talk. Listen to a woman brag on her children.
Yeah.
Just be able to like affirm her being a mom or being a dad and just recognizing, listen, you are doing a great job.
Yeah.
You are really doing a great job.
Yeah. With Care Portal, there's something for everybody to do It's not hard to do. So we want to see churches get involved, and every church needs support. And if even if your church isn't doing Care Portal and you have items that you would want to donate to churches that are participating, you can connect with those churches and provide those items. But I love that anybody can do anything, from Sunday school children, youth group kids, the women in the church, the men in the church, the elders in the church can go on deliveries.
Oh, we've had a couple of elders go, which is great. We've had service projects. Our kids, for the social workers, they put together bags. So yeah, there's something for everyone. And a plug for my chosen ministry also, if you can come help babysit children once a month.
Yes, I mean, because your ministry meets at your church once a month.
The second Thursday of every month.
And it's for foster and adoptive parents.
Yes, or anyone interested in fostering adoptive and learning more. We have special topics. We're doing storytelling, this topic, and how recalling, it's from the TBRI, recalling memories and being able to tell stories.
Yeah. So there's so many ways folks can get involved and help. So we want to make sure that you do that. So Mary Ann, thank you for sharing your story and for all that you are doing on behalf of children and families in crisis.
Thank you.
And we thank you for listening today. I'm Sandra Flack, Executive Director of JFO. I'm your host for Orphans No More. You can find more episodes of this show on our website at justicefororphansny.org or on iTunes, Google Play, or Podbean. Just search for the show, the podcast by name, Orphans No More. Please follow or subscribe to the podcast. Every 25th follower receives a free bag of Greater Things Roasters coffee. You can also find and follow us on Facebook and Instagram at Justice for Orphans. JFO is a nonprofit ministry on a mission to inspire, educate, and equip the body of Christ to walk out James 1:27 in whatever way God calls you. Maybe adoption, maybe foster care, maybe Care Portal. To learn more, visit us at justicefororphansny.org.
Thank you for supporting this program by listening today, sharing what you've heard, and praying for orphans and children in need everywhere. More information is available at justicefororphansny.org. Visit and discover how you can make a difference in a child's life. And be sure to tune in to Orphans No More next Friday.